toss it over to Jeremiah Chapman, our Director of Cultural Organizing, to welcome us to the call today.
What's going on, y'all? Jeremiah here. I am actually in Wisconsin onboarding our organizers right now. They're trying to stick it to Scott Walker here in the state. We're actually led by George Olafousier, who is the state director, someone that hopefully y'all will get plugged in with, can definitely help us out. So some of the things we're trying to do, some of the big picture things that we're actually trying to accomplish, we're actually trying to flip 33 House seats. Yes, that is 33 House seats, which is huge, right? It's going to be amazing. Of course, it's going to be about eight gubernatorial races that we're going to be, playing in, as well as seven Senate races as well. And some of the stats that we're trying to hit to make those things happen is register 100,000 voters. So definitely going to need as much help as possible, you know, shifting as many people to get out there and register these folks. And we're also going to, with that pledge, hopefully 75,000 voters to vote by November 6th. So super excited about that, super excited about the work that we're all going to do together. And then that's going to take about 15,000 volunteer shifts. And so we've got this huge thing coming up. We're calling it Welcome Week, but it's actually several weeks. And we're going to be playing on 400 campuses, y'all. So huge, huge footprint there. Welcome Week is pretty much almost underway and pretty much going to go throughout August, through the end of August. And I'm super, super excited to see what's going to happen. We're going to be playing at HBCUs. We're going to be playing at large universities like University of Michigan, University of Florida, and even community colleges, because we don't want to count those students out as well. So very, very excited. And I'm going to kick it over now to my head honcho, Ben Wessel.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Always love being called a head honcho. So for those of y'all that don't know, my name is Ben Wessel. I'm the director of Next Gen Rising, and I can tell you that there's more than 100 people on this phone call right now, and that is getting me so excited to think about all the work that we have coming up. And one of those over 100 people on this phone call that I want to introduce to give us a little political pump-up speech is our boss, the founder and president of Next Gen America, a man by the name of Tom Steyer. And before Tom says anything, I want all of you to know that Tom is the person that I have seen be the most excited to be out there on a campus with a clipboard registering voters. And he's so competitive that he will look you in the eye and say, "How many are you going to get?" And you'll say, "I'll get 5. And he goes, "Well, then I'll get 6. So with that, I want to turn it over to Tom. Tom, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Ben. Thank you. So I know that Jeremiah and Ben have outlined for you guys what it is we're trying to do, that we're going to try and use this next month to register 100,000 voters, that we feel as if this is a critical step in terms of these midterms, and that your role in this is critical, right at the point of the spear, and one which will have incredible significance for what turns out in November of 2018. But I want to take 1 second and talk about the historic significance of this year and of what we're doing, because we are obviously in a time of crisis, and specifically, we're in a time of constitutional crisis and really political crisis in this country, where progressives and Democrats control absolutely nothing. We don't control the governorships, we don't control the state legislatures, we don't control the Congress or the Senate or the White House or the Supreme Court. And 2018 is the year where we take the first step back to recovering our democracy. And the way that we want to do that is by going directly to the people, exactly what you guys are doing, engaging them, registering them, and making sure they turn out. And the first step is going to be this month of registering 100,000 young people. And that is going to be, in the context of what we're trying to do, a huge, huge, decisive step. So when I think about what's going on this year nationwide, and I think about on the margin what is going to make this happen, we have an ability to do something this year that people will write about forever. And that is, honest to God, to retake the democracy for the people of the United States, led by people under 35 years old. And so our effort is the largest effort to engage people under 35. You guys are the people doing it. We're absolutely depending on your ability to do it, your ability to attract other people, of your guys' ability to do, take volunteer assignments, to get other people to do it, to sign up the people coming back to campus. And so when we think, when Jeremiah thinks about what he's participating in, and what Ben thinks about what he's participating in, when I think about what I'm participating in, what's really happening, where the rubber really meets the road, and the reason that Ben said, I love talking directly to people, is that's actually what counts. Every single other thing that we do to prepare is to make it possible for you to be as effective as possible in that conversation with somebody who's a potential voter under the age of 35. And if in fact we engage that person, whether we register them or just engage them, but they turn out this November, that will be a decisive change in what happens in the United States, and covers everything. It covers social and racial justice. It covers healthcare, the cost of college, climate. So we really are, what you are doing is, it may turn out to be one of the most meaningful things you ever do in your whole life. That's how I perceive what I'm doing. Maybe the most meaningful thing I will ever do in my whole life. So I am as absolutely committed to this as I possibly could be. And I am incredibly respectful of the work that you guys are doing. I'm incredibly proud of this organization for what Ben and Jeremiah are doing. And I really look forward to the next month as being something where we look back and say, we were early, we were on it, it made a huge difference in November, and that's going to set us up for victory after that. So, Ben, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you for giving me the chance to do it.
Hey, of course, Tom. Thank you so much for all that you've done already. And y'all heard the man. Let's get this thing done. I think now it's my time to go on mute, and someone else will start talking. Thanks, y'all.
Yes. Oh. All right. Yeah, so just recapping those goals, once again, 100,000 voters, we're hopefully looking to register, you know, at least 75,000 by November 6th, 15,000 volunteerships, we'll be on 400 college campuses. And so it's incredibly important to think about what that work looks like, right? So with the Welcome Week particularly, we're gonna definitely need help with folks, you know, tabling on campuses, you know, doing in-class wraps, going to register people to vote, in dining halls, in you know, in residence halls as well. So really, really excited about you all joining our fellows, joining our organizers, you know, on the ground, and it's going to be a huge boost for them, because I think the affirmation, you know, to hear from you know, folks in their community that what they're doing is powerful and what they're doing is meaningful is truly going to transcend not only this election, but future elections, and just the culture of politics, you know, as a whole, and social justice and everything that we're fighting for. So we're definitely excited. We're stoked about all this work. We hope y'all are just as excited. Obviously, you know, the focus on youth ages 18 to 35 makes us even more exciting and allows us to do a lot more things, and a lot think really outside of the box. So you may see puppies at the polls, you may see goats at the polls, you may see a party at the polls, and so all of that work, all of that stuff that's kind of like not a part of like what the establishment would typically do, is something that we really take pride and joy in here at Next Gen America. And we hope that the community really shares in that. And we're just really excited to have each and every one of you. I think this is, what is it, 106 attendees. Like, if I was standing in front of you as a crowd, I would tell you to clap yourselves up and probably crack some, like, not funny joke. But anyway, I really appreciate everyone under the sound of my voice. And now I'm going to shut up. So thank y'all. Thank you, everyone, for being on this call.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeremiah. The last thing I'll share today is that we need you. We need you to sign up for a shift. My name is Erin, and I'm the National Organizing Director for Next Gen Rising, and we can't do this alone. We cannot do this work by ourselves. We've got hundreds of folks out there who are fellows organizing in our 11 states, but we need you to help us. So if you can spare a shift or a time block in the next couple of weeks to join us and our folks on campuses, you can see the link on your screens to go sign up for a shift right now. If you didn't take anything else away from what Tom shared earlier, it's that there is no time like the present. Right now, we need you, we need your support, because we are changing the electorate in this country, and there's no one else who can do it but you. So we really, really appreciate your support and your help in this effort. And if you ever see one of us in our Next Gen shirts in the field, please say hello, ask us how you can get involved, because we really need every single one of you. We can't thank you enough for all joining this call today. If you need any more information about what we're doing over the course of the next few weeks or up until November, you can go to that link, find out more about Welcome Weeks, but then you can also find out more about ways to continue to stay involved. So we really appreciate all of your support, but this is us signing off. So thank you so much, and let's go win it. Bye, everyone.
Woohoo!
Yeah.